In the most tumultuous year of the most tumultuous decade, Robert Kennedy emerged as a symbol of dreams reborn. While he spent most of his adult life in the shadow of his older brother, President John F. Kennedy, Robert became the natural inheritor of the Kennedy mantle following his brother's assassination in 1963. And he made the most of it, first winning election as a senator from New York in 1966, and then vying for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination in 1968. Although he was pitted against formidable opponents, including Vice President Hubert Humphrey and Senator Eugene McCarthy, Kennedy squeaked out a victory in the June 4th winner-take-all California primary. Now the party's nomination for president seemed well within his reach.
My thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there.
Moments after his victory speech at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles that night, Robert Kennedy kept his own tragic rendezvous with destiny. Accompanying him from the podium was reporter Andrew West.
Senator, how are you going to counter Mr. Humphreys and his backgrounding you as far as the delegate votes go?
You can just go and start your struggle for it.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? Is that possible? Is it possible, ladies and gentlemen? It is possible. He has. Not only Senator Kennedy. Oh, my God. Senator Kennedy has been shot. And another man, a Kennedy campaign manager, and possibly shot in the head. I am right here. Rafer Johnson has a hold of a man who apparently has fired the shot. He has fired the shot. He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at me right at this moment.
Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to. Get his thumb.
This is NBC News with a special report from Los Angeles. A statement is now being made at the hospital in Los Angeles. Here is Ray James, NBC News at Good Samaritan Hospital.
A.M. today, the press secretary, the press aide for Senator Robert Kennedy has just arrived here at the press headquarters of the hospital. Let's go to the podium and pick up his statement.
At the time of his death, were his wife, Ethel, brother-in-law, Stephen Smith, the sister-in-law, Mrs. John F. Kennedy. He was 42 years old.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen.
Very quick, short announcement on the fact that at 1:40 this morning, Robert Kennedy died here at the hospital. This is Ray James, NBC News, Los Angeles.
Robert Kennedy was shot 3 times at close range and died from his injuries several hours later. 24-year-old Jordanian immigrant Sirhan Sirhan was the gunman, apparently angry at Kennedy's strong support of Israel's military policy. With Robert Kennedy gone, the fragile bonds still holding the Democratic Party together ripped apart. That summer, the party's convention took on the cast of a civil war. Police ran riot in the streets, attacking anti-war demonstrators, while havoc reigned on the convention floor, and TV cameras captured it all. By the time it was over, Robert Kennedy's dreams of unity were up in smoke and tear gas, and Richard Nixon was on his way to the White House.